That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
The station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista. Mornings, we call this phenomenal segment Facebook Fighting, where you go onto Facebook and you find the most amazing, ridiculous fights between people, Aaron.
It seems like whenever people go online, they just get mad so easily.
I know.
Yeah, but we love it.
They realize to me, I have a life. I have a life, but not really, because I enjoy watching and learning and reading these Facebook fights.
We love this way too much.
I know. Well, we found this great fight between two chicks, by the way, Tiffany and Bree. So what we're going to do, we're going to actually read their actual fight that they had on Facebook, but then they both agreed to come on our show and see if they can work out their differences.
All right. How about you be Tiffany and I will be Bree?
Ooh, very good. I love when you do women.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Is it just me or is Bree a complete moron? I mean, she's always talking down to us, thinking she knows everything just because she, like, lives her Sagittarius truth. Reading astrology blogs don't make you wiser. It just makes you a gullible idiot.
Why am I not surprised that you're coming at me, Tiffany? You've always been so two-faced and conceited. You fake being nice to me at work and talk behind my back and spread rumors. Hashtag typical Gemini.
Wow, you're really calling me two-faced right now? You're such a fake Bree. You're just too dumb to realize it. Honestly, for your own good, you should stop, because all we do is laugh at you.
So I'm going to try to, like, be the bigger person, because you're really putting me in a bad place right now.
Uh-huh.
It's sad how you put me down for my beliefs while your life is basically falling apart. Don't get mad at me because you're unhappy in your relationship. Stop putting negative energy over in this space and take some responsibility. Hashtag bully.
Wait, you think you can bring up my relationship problems on Facebook and still be a good person? You're so f***ing full of it. Maybe my relationship isn't perfect right now, but at least I don't fall asleep on my own vibrator every night like you do.
Talking to you is so frustrating. I do not need this in my life. I'm done with judgmental people like you, I keep trying to be your friend, but you have to hurt me, like, every time I open up. I'm crying now because I'm too sensitive for all this. Hashtag getting emotional.
Can you stop playing the victim for, like, 1 second? I mean, literally, everyone can see right through you. You're fake as f***.
How am I not the victim here? You came onto Facebook and started insulting me to everyone. It hurts, and I can't help how I feel.
I didn't start this. You did. Every day you insult people while pretending to be the better one. It's about time someone called you out on your shit.
Serious question. Why are you so angry all the time, Tiffany? The fact that you're choosing to hurt me deliberately proves that some people are beyond saving from themselves. Hashtag laying down some truth. Hashtag Sagittarius style.
Okay, wow, that was, dude, I have to say, hands down, Aaron, you were phenomenal.
I just really felt into Bree in that moment. I felt a connection.
Oh my God, that was great, between Bree and Tiffany. Now we have them on the phone, so let's hear how things go.
Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful, thank you.
You are? I love that.
Well, yeah, it didn't sound like you're always doing good. It sounds like you're complaining about your friend Bree, who just loves her astrology. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Well, my ex friend Bree.
Ooh.
I just think that she's a little too judgmental, and she, you know, all of our friends aren't really into astrology. She is, and she just talks about us like she knows every single thing about our personalities, and that's just not true. I think she's a I don't like her style. I'm just not cool with her anymore. She calls me two-faced, but yeah, she's the fakest person I ever met.
So does she, like, put out there what she believes your day-to-day basis will be? Or, I mean, what is really your relationship with her?
Yeah, it's like every time we hang out and I can say one thing or do one thing, she goes, oh, that's the Gemini in here. Like, why are you, you know, putting everything into this one little box?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a person. Stop categorizing me into a Gemini. It's so annoying.
Oh, well, I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer myself.
I don't even know if we would all get along. I really don't. We should ask her.
Yeah, well, let's ask
Bree. You should ask her. She knows everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's ask Bree, because we actually have her on the phone with us, Tiffany. So,
Bree.
So, Bree, what do you think about all this?
Oh, here we go.
Honestly, I think you guys are being, like, really harsh. I don't even sound like that. I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't even being, like, an ass. Read me like I was being an ass. Somebody comes into a public forum and, like, demeans you and what was I supposed to do?
Way to go, Erin. You really hurt her feelings.
I'm so sorry, Brie. Is it because I'm a Cancer that I did that?
It definitely doesn't help. I mean, honestly, yeah. Let's be fair. That is your attitude. But honestly, I just think that I just think, Tiffany, you're a jerk. Like, if you didn't... If you don't like my astrology stuff, you could have just talked to me in person instead of, like, going on Facebook and saying something. Why did you ever come to me and say it? I don't mean any harm by it, but you're being completely out of line.
Yeah, Tiffany, do you feel like maybe you were taking it just, like, a little bit too personally with her saying all that stuff? Like, or is she getting, like, very, like, aggressive with it when she's talking
about it?
Hey,
she's a free spirit. Yeah. She's a free spirit.
So, like, she was getting way too aggressive with it. If I would have came to her, she wouldn't have listened to me. I felt like going on Facebook and letting her know that all of her friends feel this way would have helped, because she would think that I was just being a Gemini if I came to her by myself and said something to her. She needed to know from me that everyone...
I honestly feel like you're the one being the jerk. Like, the first thing you say, even if you say you're speaking for everybody, which you're not, because a lot of people have texted me and said, like, we don't know where she's coming from. We do not feel this way. But the first thing you said was that I was a moron.
Oh, that is kind of mean.
It's hurtful.
That's a dig. I don't even think you're my friend.
That was a little mean, but you freaking went on Facebook and told everyone that my relationship sucked. So that was mean also.
After you totally tore into me and said all this crappy stuff about me.
Do you see?
We said crappy stuff about each other. That's you're so sensitive, and you're always playing the victim. Oh, we said things about each other. So I'm not crying. You shouldn't be crying.
I don't even want to, like, go back to this. Listen, I hate the word victim, but honestly, you attacked me. I was defending myself.
So as far as the astrological stars, I mean, can you tell if someone's relationship is going to be great or if it's going to end? I find this fascinating, actually.
It's not like I could tell. I can't see things. I can't read things. But, you know, if somebody has an argument with somebody, usually they'll explain it and I'll be like, oh, well, that totally fits into your personality because you have this and your sun is rising and your moon is this.
Yeah.
There's like certain characteristics that you tend to be more like for Tauruses, we tend to be more stubborn and less forgiving.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I'm a Taurus. I'm totally stubborn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah.
So, you probably in relationships are a bit of kind of like a quote bully, like you will bowl over people in an argument or, you know, get what you want. And you also tend to be a little bit more needy of affection. You don't give affection as much as you like to take it. That's just like a Taurus identity.
Oh, wow. Now, a lot of that was not part of who I am. Actually, in an argument, I'll cry and run the other way. And beg for people, show me attention.
This is what I mean. She thinks she knows everyone.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm on your side with this one, Tiffany. I personally do not believe in astrology. I think it counts out what makes a person an individual.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't want to get into a fight with her.
Let's not get into a fight over here. We're already fighting.
So can we resolve this? I mean, can we respect each other to know, like, hey, this is kind of my profession and my passion, but hey, don't characterize me as, oh, this is what a Gemini is, or you know what I mean?
Or at least stay out of each other's way at work.
Right, or get off Facebook.
Honestly, like, I don't think so. I just feel like we need to stay apart. Mm. We only have mean things to say to each other, and we're just really not getting along. So I don't want to be her friend.
Well, hopefully your cubicles aren't next to each other.
Like I said, she's a Gemini. Tomorrow she'll change her mind and she'll ask me if I'll listen to her problems again. Guaranteed 100%.
The station that sounds like Madtown. 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It is time to talk about people who have seen really hot others outside in the Madison and surrounding areas, but they're like, I really can't say anything to them because they're way better looking than I am.
It's so scary to talk to hotties.
But it can be overwhelming.
Yes, but that's why they have Craigslist misconnections. They go on there, they write something beautiful or creepy, and then we read it out for you.
I mean, you were at the dentist yesterday. Did you see anyone attractive?
No, because they knocked me out, but maybe someone found me attractive.
Ooh, I mean, there's nothing better than looking at a guy who's unconscious.
Drooling all over himself with
the dental chair.
Metal, sharp things in his mouth.
Yes. Good times.
Awesome. Well, I will go first.
Right.
Mine is Men from Women, and it's very scary.
What's it called?
You're from Canada. I'm from Illinois. It's your birthday. I love your hair.
Ooh, a lot going on this one.
Four separate sentences.
All right, we're ready.
You are a very pretty girl. Do you know that? You were at the Hobby Lobby last weekend.
I was there buying a new model airplane for me to work on.
Oh.
You were probably buying decorations or some girly smelling candles. I saw you and was awestruck by how pretty you are.
Thank you.
I followed you to the checkout counter and I wanted to talk to you, but I'm not very good at talking to girls, so I choked a little bit. Tee hee. I did catch sight of your identification, and it looks like you were from Ottawa. I myself am from Carbondale, Illinois. I also noticed that it was your birthday. Mm. It seems sad to me that you were alone at a hobby shop on your birthday.
Kinda.
I want you to know that I too know how it feels to be alone, so we can be alone together. I was the guy with the Vought F4U4 Corsair model airplane.
Oh
yes.
Oh.
I have many other interesting hobbies as well. If I seem intriguing to you, then please send me an email, because you're very intriguing to me.
Wow.
Yeah, don't email this guy back, because you will never be heard from again.
Unless you want to go and enjoy the Mile High Club in his model airplane.
You will never be heard from again.
That can happen. All right. Mine is Women for Men. It is titled, I would love to make a connection between my fist and your face.
Hot.
Ooh. Hey, dipstick. I spent all Sunday cleaning up after you. I remember you were there for my friend's birthday. You know, most people, when they are a guest in someone's house, actually treat it with some respect and try not to trash it. But I guess you're not most people, because you just threw caution to the wind and decided that my house was your own personal trash can. It took me 3 damn hours to clean up all the empty solo cups you tossed around and left beer all over, basically ruining my carpet and floors.
Ugh.
Ice House, Bush Light, probably.
Yeah, something cheap.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Whoever taught you that it's okay to act like that deserves to be slapped in their fat old face. As for you, you better hope I never find out who you are, because I want to straight go up to you and deck you in your schnoz.
Deck in the schnoz.
I want to gather up all that moldy old trash and feed it to you piece by piece.
Oh, yes.
So let's make a love connection. You and me, like the kind of connection between your face and the floor, honey.
Ooh, it's getting hot over here. I thought that was really violent.
Yeah, move your fist for a second. Krista, mornings on 93.1 Gems.